sexual fetish show? I forget.
Okay, I don't know how much of that got caught on the recording now, but we're live and doing a nameless review of show 7 that hasn't been seen the light of day in I don't know how long. Mainly because the put a big cloak of Shahook. I can't speak now. Next topic. Who's here?
BSV's a vampire.
Apparently.
Just apparently. Because I don't have a pulse doesn't mean I'm a vampire. I like to eat souls, not blood. Souls.
See, he's just replaced his heart with a mechanical worrying device where it doesn't actually show a pulse. It's just a constant flow of blood. Doesn't mean he's undead. Just means he's got mechanical parts.
Well, gotcha. That too. I still like souls.
Well, yeah, but who doesn't?
So, alright. So as you can see, we have Lur and Analog here, and don't know really how much reviewing this is going to be here, since I think we're probably more bullshit, since we have drugs and alcohol going in both my co-hosts.
Hey, just alcohol here. No drugs.
Sorry.
I have both.
Great thing. And neither are sharing.
Hey, if you were anywhere near me, you could have whatever I have left.
Hold on, I think I have a carrier pigeon around here somewhere. Let me strap it to them. Here, doggy, 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 doggy.
Okay, doggy, pigeon, two different things, sir.
Apparently you haven't seen a winged dog pigeon.
Dog pigeons? That's a good idea.
You don't want to see the statues.
No, you don't.
Mixing the two may have made me start hallucinating then.
Okay, so if Analog suddenly goes quiet, we have to somehow contact the medical service around that area.
Wherever that may be. We could just let Morps know, it'd be fine.
Hopefully he'll be around. That would be an odd call. Quick, Morps! Analog's in trouble.
Okay.
I don't know if Morps could find my house again. Last time he got lost. Anyways.
We'll try our best. Yeah.
So if the FBI is listening, if they need Morps, just get a hold of Analog.
Yes. Also Mad Men.
Oh, that's true.
Or Laser Wolf.
Just keep mentioning people.
You can take out half of the G15 in one swoop.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
Hey, more room for me.
Yeah, but that group is the ones running everything.
Well, shit. I'll just have to find somewhere else. Suave, help me.
Oh god, you're gonna solicit a Canadian?
Hey, Canadians are awesome. They're our hat.
Okay.
We wear them a bit sideways, but that's okay.
Anyways.
Let's actually get on to games or something. Now that was part of this show.
Oh, this show's about games? Damn, I'm so confused.
So have either of you been playing anything other than get drunk?
Is that not a game?
I said other than.
Okay, fine. I played Minecraft, the latest release, and just built some stuff. That's about... I tried to install Lord of the Rings Online in Linux, and that didn't work out so well. I mean, you can do it, apparently, but yeah, I had a bit of an issue with Wine.
So what's new on the latest release?
On Minecraft?
Yeah.
I haven't
played it much of late.
It's been a little while since anything really new has happened. I don't think anything spectacular. I mean, they're not called cats. I can't remember what they're called.
Jungle cat-like thing?
Yeah, but basically... Yeah. That's interesting, because they keep creepers away, because creepers hate cats. So I've been doing a lot of that shit. and they become different types of cats. Other than that, I mean, there's not been huge changes. I have golems guarding my place, but they don't do anything about creepers, so again, that's why you have cats.
And they're called ocelots or
ocelots? Ocelots. That's right. Yep. And I don't know. It's an awful lot of fun. Played a long time, and I built myself a rainbow out of wool, colored wool, because I thought it would be funny. A giant bridge of wool. And nice. I don't know. Why not? The Bifrost Bridge, it's got to be somewhere. I happen to make it. It's all good. I don't have Heimdall yet, but maybe I'll build him later.
So, I played a little bit of the War Inc. Battle Zone, and I want to shoot the developers because their game sucks, but maybe the game doesn't suck. Maybe it's just that there's some large glitches in it that I didn't like. Considering you only get like 16 FPS is crap. So.
Yeah, frame rate is bad, but other than that, I haven't really had.
Yeah. If you like a quick, simple first-person shooter, that's what it is. It's definitely no Battlefield or anything like that, you know. It's no TF2 or anything like that, you know. It's basic first-person shooter. Fast-paced.
Yeah. Pretty much what my impression of it is more of a modern-day shooter with the style of, what is that old Unreal. Because don't have the big ridiculous guns or that, but it's similar style. Just, yeah, I wish that there was a way of fixing the frame rate. I don't know if there's something we can do, or there's just a setting that you can turn down or that.
Right. I've been doing some research on it. I haven't found any yet, so.
Yeah.
I found several threads, people, you know, bitching about it, but, you know.
Bitching about a free game.
Okay, well, people, you know. People bitch about free shit all the time. All you gotta do is look at Linux, okay?
Yeah. But again, for the main part, I don't get people in general. They make my head hurt.
Well, okay, here's the thing. If there's an issue with a game, and it happens to be free, why wouldn't you bring up the issue? You would want the issue to be fixed. You want the game to be better. And, I mean, there is a certain way to do it, obviously. You don't want to be absolutely an asshat and rude.
Well, my version of bitching is pretty much the bad way of commenting. Saying what needs to be fixed is okay. But when you're yelling and complaining, demanding stuff from a free game, that's a bit different.
Okay.
At least my opinion.
So have you been playing anything interesting, BSV?
I've recently been playing the Terra MMO. Been liking that. What?
I hadn't heard of that one.
It just came out last month. It's slightly a bit different gameplay than regular MMOs, where your standard one, you just kind of click on the enemy you want to fight, then just hit the commands. This one, you actually have to aim your attacks, and you can actually dodge the enemy's attacks.
Interesting.
So it's more of an action-based instead of just lock on, then tap the number of buttons until you win.
Well, price rate certainly makes a difference.
It's pretty much your standard MMO price, $30 or $50 for the base for the game itself, then $10 a month or so.
Okay, $10 is a little bit cheaper than most of them. So
yeah, well, that's, I believe, the promotion.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, I don't know how long that'll last.
Well, that's kind of why I was playing Lord of the Rings Online, because you're free until, like, level 75 or something. I mean, you can buy things. You can get the add-ons if you want different weapons or if you want access to different areas. You can pay for it, but other than that, it's free, and it looks great if you download the high-quality version of it. At least I think so.
Yeah.
But it's been a little while since I played it. I've not been able, again, to set it up in Linux properly. I was playing back in Windows, and I haven't done Windows in, like, a couple of months.
Yeah. Well, I think the main reason I picked up Terra is just haven't got or played a good MMO in a while, and figured I'd give it a whirl for a couple of months at least, see if I like it. But so far, I'm liking it. It has the same basic mission style, but again, fighting is a bit more interesting, and especially when you're fighting a big boss, some of the hits you really have to make sure you don't get hit by.
Cool.
Let's see here. Other than that, been playing a little bit of, Mountain Blade Warband that you and Suave got me into. sorry about that.
It's all good. It'd be nice if they were here to, you know, help you.
Yeah, well, I'll probably wait on that review until I get those two in here, so. Since I've been playing quite a bit of stuff since I last did a show, so. So I'll have a few stuff to fill in gaps, and. Let's see here, what else have I played in the meantime? Played a lot of Battlefield.
Seems like the good fallback, you know?
Yeah. Let's see here. Dang it, my brain's not working.
Played a little bit of Dystopia the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I like the game, but, yeah, it takes a bit of learning.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, there's definitely a learning curve to it. So, but I mean, once you learn the game, I think, you know, it's got some definite good aspects behind it. So, I think overall, it's a fun game.
Yeah, I just like the whole one class isn't everything in that game.
Yeah,
it can't be everything.
Right. Yeah, you're kind of limited on your loadout, and you got to really have. Honestly, you really need to have about 3 people per team minimum to be truly effective all the way around.
Yeah.
So.
And also, that's another free game, so. And now it makes it a lot easier to get into. Let's see here. So, which actually, Dystopian was. May actually be playing that some tonight after the show, so. Talking about after the show game, and have we figured out at all? Because I thought we were going to eventually be recording the game and afterwards.
Right, so, as far as, like, the actual gameplay itself, we've kind of thrown around a few ideas for that, and I know there's some free things out there, some paid things, so we're still kind of in the mix of figuring that out. I know, you know, the easy fallback, of course, is, brain just decided not to function. What's the real big one that's always out?
Hello.
I can't even think of it at the moment.
Diablo 2!
Yeah, Diablo 2, that's the one that records games.
Diablo 2 records games.
Anyways, yeah. There are several different ones. Like I know there's one like called Cammy or something like that, and then there's... I cannot think of it right now.
Well, video game video recording stuff.
And then I think what we're gonna do, definitely we're not gonna stream it live. That's gonna take too much as far as bandwidth resources. So probably throw it up on like a creative Vimeo channel would probably be the best. And then just kind of broadcast it out onto the link it out on the site. So and I'm getting pinged here, so probably someone is telling me that's listening to the show what this actual cam is called. And yes, it's called Fraps, because I like to frap all day long.
Yeah. Thank you, mysterious voice from the internet.
That was RU486.
All right.
But yeah, Fraps is good. I mean, it's pretty well laid out as far as for recording. It's pretty much the standard.
Just waiting until we get a setup going before we start recording then.
Yeah, I would say we're probably a few weeks out before we get fully into that. I think the first thing is going to be definitely getting the site up and running. I know Morps and I been talking about that. Morps has got a temporary page set up on our new subdomain that we just launched. So you'll be able to go to thegames.galaxy15radio.com or thegame.galaxy15radio.com. So
yeah, I think the second one is
it's the game, not the games. Sorry. So the game. Yeah. thegame.galaxy15radio.com. That'll be where we'll host things such as your what you're playing that week. Maybe have a section on there for give us an idea of what some free games are that you like to play, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Several ideas, so
just kind of have it for information dump at what's going on for future gaming weekends.
So we're going to get that all set up.
All right. Let's see. So hopefully we can get that going here soon. But in the meantime, you're stuck with just me right now for the weekend. Be happy with it.
No.
Too bad.
Damn.
Just take more pills and booze. You'll come around.
Okay. I probably will.
Let's see here. I just had a game I tried playing not too long ago. Why are all our brains messed up?
Well, I'm on alcohol.
And pills.
He's on pills and alcohol. I don't know what your problem is. I'm sorry.
He was able to contract it. Osmosis actually worked.
Excellent.
We have proven this.
Well, osmosis.
See, that means you don't have to buy beer. You just have to listen to people who drink beer.
Nice.
So let's see here. For the main part, other than Terry, we've kind of been going through the free games, so hopefully we'll find something that will be good to throw up on the weekend play. Why can't I think of the game? One of you speak while I try to get my brain jump started.
Okay, I've been playing Angry Birds Space. Yay!
Nice.
I'm a bit obsessed with the Angry Birds universe. Then again, I got addicted to the Reddit app that's on my phone now as opposed to the Angry Birds. But before I got addicted to that, I played every single level on every single version of Angry Birds. And I have to say that the gravity physics that go into Angry Birds Space is actually a lot of fun. I think it's more fun than the other ones, because you actually have to... There's planetoids and they have gravity, and flinging them into space and then having them sucked into a gravity well is really interesting.
Incoming, are you? He fell into a gravity singularity and is now here.
Well, there you go.
What's up, are you?
What's up? Hey, I thought if this is a game review show, someone might just review a game. I bought The Killing Floor this week under recommendation of a good friend out there, and great game. The only problem, if you're running a solid-state drive, you're in for some hell of a fucking big problems. Whatever it is in the loading area, it just melts down a solid state drive and will not run. So if you're running a SSD, stay away from the killing floor. I'm going to build a whole new rig and play that and have a review for you in a couple of weeks. The other one I played this week was Postal 3. Fantastic adult gaming for the first time in my life. Fuck you, censors. Took me a fucking pain in the ass to get running. But a great game full of awesome humor. You get to shoot Sarah Palin in the face with a jizz rag. It is fucking awesome. It's fantastic. Nice. I have a go. I didn't realize because it's not an indie game, but not a big production house game. It's not as big as you'd think. So if you're expecting a GTA 30-hour marathon, ain't going to happen. I finished the game in about 3 hours on medium setting. Yeah, so it's not really a big game. It takes the piss out of itself quite a lot, which is quite good because it has quite a few glitches in it. Every time you come across one of those glitches, it'll say, what do you expect? This isn't GTA. Go buy GTA if you want good graphics. the game really hams itself. $30 on Steam US. Yeah, if you've got a couple hours to kill and looking for a bit of adult humor, I would go definitely and check that one out. As per frame rate on the War Inc. we were talking about, I had massive issues with it. What I had to do, I had to crank my settings all the way to high, shove it into a box. Don't run it as full screen. No. And it improves your frame rate slightly. Not much, slightly, but then again, I am running 2 gigs. Hey guys, I'll see you for the games later.
Okay.
Well, that was RU486. Thank you, sir.
I played another game today, if you care. Yeah. Otherwise, you can go ahead.
I remembered what the other free game we play was, the Zombie Panic game we played.
Yeah, Zombie Panic Source. So that was not a bad game, actually. It was, of course, graphics are not that great. But go ahead, BSV.
But yeah, again, the graphics weren't the best, but the idea of the game was pretty neat, since pretty much you start out as either a human or a survivor or a zombie, and start out as only like couple zombies, and as the zombies kill the survivors, you respawn again as a zombie. Yeah. And pretty much you either win by all the zombies, or the zombies will win if they kill all the humans, or the humans will win if they kill the allotted amount of zombie lives that the zombies players have. So
right. So basically, kind of expand on that, like, if you're playing as the zombies, you have X number of life. So if, say, there's 4 of you, and then there's, like, 20 humans still, well, if you die, you're not dead until all your lives have been expended. Typically, we've seen about 20 to 25 lives on the zombie side. So if there's 20 of you and you all die, there's only 5 of you that are going to be able to respawn. So, yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
And again, this game is called Zombie Panic Source.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, it's free if you have anything with the Source game, which
yep.
You should be able to get that free, since Team Fortress
2 is free. That's Source. So yeah, Zombie Panic Source. Pretty much any Source mod, like Dystopia, it's based kind of around the same engine, I believe. I may be mistaken on that one, but. All those different Source mods are definitely going to be free now that TF2 is free. So, yeah, check a lot of those out there. There's some pretty cool ones out there.
Yeah. Let's see here. It's been so too long since I've done this show. I need to get back in the groove of what the show is. So, let's see here. Another game I've been playing of late that I can actually do a decent review on is Prototype 2. It's currently only for the consoles. It'll be out on the PC in a couple months. But I didn't really feel like waiting, and especially since the price for the consoles has already dropped. So, didn't I feel like waiting a couple months and paying more for it just to play it on the PC? But for those who are not familiar with the Prototype series, the first one, you played as Alex Mercer. You started out, well, you wake up not knowing what happened and find out been infected with the Mercer virus, I think they end up calling it, and pretty much it's mutated you into kind of a odd, well, you can pretty much turn your arms into weapons and all that, and you pretty much heal yourself by consuming other people. And so, yeah, it's kind of neat that the fact that pretty much no matter what, you can never really consider your character as anywhere being good. Since, like I said, you heal yourself, you get information and from other people by eating them. And so, but it pretty much by the end of it, when you finish unlocking all your powers, it's one of those games where you just end up being pretty much godlike powers running amok in a city, which I find fun. So, yeah. So, nothing quite like running across the rooftops than power slamming into the street, causing shock waves, killing everything in the area. But
I mean, don't we do that in real life now? I mean, that's what I do every day.
I think that's the alcohol.
Oh. Well, as long as I feel that way, who cares if it's real or not?
Try not to jump off a 60-floor building. So, as for on Prototype 2, they actually did fix some of the stuff I didn't like about the first one, which, on the first one, the city itself kind of looked dull and, what is it, kind of didn't really have that much detail, kind of sterile. In this one, it actually looks like more of a city, and where the buildings don't all kind of blend together, which is nice. The second part, in the first one, as you progress through the story, there's kind of three sections of the city. Well, that shift around. There's the military-controlled area, which is pretty much like it sounds. The military's high influence in that area. Pretty much you see tanks in the street and that. There's the regular area, which pretty much just seems like a regular. The people there don't seem to at all react to what's going on around them, even though just down the street are, again, tanks running down the road. And there's the infected, which pretty much most people that are infected with the virus either die, kind of get turned into a zombie, or get horribly mutated into other creatures. Oh. And just a minute.
Oh no, who is that?
Oops, sorry, I'm late.
That's all right. You've shown up.
Yeah, had a dog see it.
So, I'm guessing.
Welcome, Big Brother.
Yes. What's up, dude?
Hello.
Hello.
Yep. Bit quiet.
Bit quiet.
Sorry, I'll speak up.
That works too. But alright. So, now where was I in? My train of thought fell off. Oh yeah, the areas. So yeah, so there's those three areas that shift around in the city. And there's kind of no real rhyme or reason to it, and pretty much the matter of just one mission would turn an infected area back to an area that's just acting completely normal with people doing their regular daily thing, which just seemed odd, because you'd think people wouldn't just go back to their daily life shortly after city block was cleared of infected. Could just be me, but so
they completely go back to their normal.
Yeah, pretty much. The as soon as it shifts the area, it just throws in the what it's currently at as. But in the second game, they did away with that. And they literally broke the... You have three islands now.
Mm-hmm.
Which are kind of similar. There's the red zone, which is the heavily infected. It's pretty much the section of the city that was your plane in the first one. Where the virus broke out again in the second game. So that's where all the heavy infection is. There's the yellow zone, which is mainly refugee holding area. And
okay.
That, then there's the green zone, which is pretty much where the military has their main forces and have the, gen tech scientists mainly held up. So it at least keeps to the point of suddenly, oh, everything's fine now. We can go back to my job of serving coffee. Yeah. So they fix that. Gameplay is mostly the same. They changed a bit of how you increased your powers and all that, but for the main part, I haven't had any problems with that, and so I like just a game where you can end up growing into superpowers and running amok through a city as you feel like it. You'll probably like this type of game.
Cool.
And I believe, like I said, it already dropped the price on the console, so it's $30. So I'd say it's definitely $30 to $35 game. If you like that type of game, of course.
Right.
It's on all consoles?
PlayStation 3 and Xbox. I think it's on the Wii.
Well, not a whole bunch is.
Yeah. And also in July, it's going to be on the PC.
Oh, cool.
So that would be nice. Let's see here. Do you have any games you've been playing big?
I do not. My computers are from the turn of the century and as such barely run the internet. So I have seen people play Prototype 2 on the YouTubes, and it looks fun. And I live vicariously through that. I'm living vicariously through Diablo 3 right now.
So Big is doing like BSV is right now. He's trying to osmosisize gaming.
As opposed to the alcohol now.
Yes. Osmosicide is trademarked at this point. Thank you.
Osmosicide.
Yes.
Yeah. Could definitely see Big liking Prototype since, like I said, you can run around just slaughtering people.
It does look like the kind of game I enjoy a lot.
And for some reason, I don't see you having a problem of trying to figure out what's going on by eating the brains of scientists. Hey, you get their knowledge.
What's wrong with that?
Let's see. And now that you brought up, Diablo 3, have not played it. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of problems about not being able to play it, despite it just coming out.
I mean, you have to be online to get to play it. That's ridiculous.
Well, that and their servers kind of go down now and again.
Well, see, that's even more ridiculous. We have to rely on somebody that cannot be reliable to play a game that you've been waiting on for, what, 10 years or something?
Especially in single-player mode. That's really stupid.
Yeah.
Very stupid.
And it's all thanks to the Real Money Auction House, which has been officially delayed.
Because people were going in and duping items and everything.
Yep.
Yep. Morph's dad apparently picked it up and said that, you know, I mean, apparently from what I've heard from Morph's, that his dad was pretty big into, you know, Diablo 1 and 2, and his dad said, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you kind of expect more from a game like that. And Morph's, when I were talking about it kind of earlier, and he made a good point, too, was that, you know, right after, what was it, World of Warcraft, they fired all of their, all their developers, so.
Why would you fire your developers?
That's a good question.
I can see the whole, I know some companies, they kind of lay people off while they go into trying to figure out what to do next, but normally don't just completely disconnect from their developer and team.
Right. So I want to kind of amend my my comments about the War Inc. Battleground we were talking about earlier. So I've kind of taken RU's suggestion on it, and I've reset some settings. However, I didn't shove it into a box. I am full screen, but I'm getting approximately 30 to 32 frames per second now. I adjusted the other way, so I went low on everything and adjusted my actual, instead of trying to run it at 1080p, I'm down to 720 now, so it's running a lot better, running at a smaller resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have been a lot of my problem to begin with. I was trying to run it at, you know, full resolution on my monitor, and that's not going to happen, I guess.
So pretty much it's not really too optimized to run at high settings.
It's definitely a lot more playable now, and so at this point.
I mean, are the specs on your computer less than optimal for this, or is it just that it's not programmed correctly?
I have a quad core with 8 gigs of RAM, running a higher-end ATI card with an SSD hard drive.
Therefore, it's their fault for not programming it properly.
Yeah. But
again, it's a free game. Well, free to play. You can play it for free, but if you want stuff, you need to either play a lot of it or pay them money.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right.
So, for a free game, definitely, it's worth it as something, you know, just to be kind of, you know, dick around with a little bit. Yeah. So.
And again, as for the gameplay itself, I haven't really came across any problems. I've both been running amok on some servers and getting my ass handed to me on other ones, so it's not really, doesn't seem too unbalanced. It's just a matter of whether or not you work together, you know, your team is working together in a group. See, yeah, I think that's about it for what I have for now. Well, I probably won't be around next week, so. But probably the week after, I'll try to have the show a little bit more organized before we start. At least get an idea of what I'm going to be reviewing versus hopping in feet first. But the show won't have been done otherwise. So no complaining.
Okay.
Well, you can complain. You're on the show.
All right. Damn it, I hate that guy, Lore. He's an asshole. He needs to stop drinking so much.
He needs to stop talking.
Alright. Anybody else have any final things before we quit out?
No, that sounds good.
Alright.
Have you ever played Soldat?
Yes, I installed it.
That's bleeding edge for me right now.
It could be fun. That's for sure.
You shoot him, and you're like on the jetpack going.
Alright. I'm guessing we'll probably be going into gaming after this, and fortunately, our listeners will have no clue what we're doing for gaming until we figure out how we get that set up. So, but we'll
try to have that up and running within the next week or so.
Alright. Talk to everybody later.
Later.